Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I am sick and tired of it. I'm not going to take it anymore. Really, those television commercials, and I will talk about this, that say, feed your dog like a wolf. Train your dog like a wolf. Treat your dog like a wolf. The inner wolf inside all our dogs. There is no inner wolf in our dogs. I will explain genetically how that really works and what the story really is about how dogs were created. I'm sorry to let science get in the way of marketing, but I will do that later in the program. Also, speaking of training and the right way to train dogs, boy, this guy's got it. You know, I've talked for many years, and I talk a lot about positive reinforcement dog training. That is, in my world, the only way to train dogs. But what does positive reinforcement dog training mean? Well, there are lots of ways to do it, and one way is called clicker training, using a device that sounds like that. Now, how can that help you train your dog? Ken Ramirez will be here to talk about it. He is the executive vice president, chief training officer of the Karen Pryor Clicker Training Academy. And yes, as we move into, I'm sorry to bring it up, the fall, it's right around the corner. Oh, no. Well, we're talking about ticks and tick disease. And, you know, it's an issue in the spring. It's an issue actually in the winter. It really is. It's not talked about enough that these guys can nail you in, you or your dog, in the winter, certainly in the spring, certainly in the summer. But for dogs, the time that Lyme disease in particular is most transmitted is, in fact, the fall. And let's talk about it, and let's be prepared for that. Dr. Byron Blackburn, a veterinary parasitologist. I might be the only show on this radio station that frequently talks with veterinary parasitologists, and he will be here. But most of all, I'm here to talk to you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. And here's what I do. You have a question, a concern about your dog or cat or maybe another pet's behavior. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, and that means that I'm somewhat qualified, I think, to talk to you. And hopefully I can help you as I've helped so many other families, because pets are, after all, members of our families. Again, 866-554-PETS. Cheryl in Illinois, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a Pomeranian. Her name is Wicket, and she's about 8 years old. And lately, with the hot, humid weather, she's developed this kind of cough.
Pardon me.
Yeah, kind of like a barking seal. It's not something that's constant.
A barking seal?
Yeah, you know, or a honk, like a goose.
Like, what does that sound like?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I won't know. I'm not sure of that. Do that one more time. Very nice. And you're calling because you're not sure if your dog thinks... There you go. If Wicket thinks that Wicket's really a seal, or...
I'm not sure if she's having a problem or not. If she's,
how old is your Pomeranian?
Well, let's see. She's about 8 years old. And she's been groomed recently, so I don't think she's having hairball problems. But sometimes it sounds a little bit like that.
Yeah,
know?
Dogs generally don't have hairball issues. It's our friends on the cat side of the coin that have that problem. And often when we think it's hairballs, you know, for a cat that constantly, every day, is upchucking, it's probably not a hairball, it's something else. And in your dog's case, very likely something else,
uh-huh.
since dogs don't have hairballs. I'm not sure what it is. It sounds like a reverse sneeze.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. So, you know what I would do? Not that your impression isn't spot on. Of course it is.
Uh-huh.
But if you can, I would videotape what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Because at the veterinary office, your dog will never recreate it. And it could be a collapsing trachea. But your dog might be. Did you, when your dog was younger or at any point in time, did you use one of those choke collars?
Oh, no.
Good.
No, not on Wicket. I've always
good.
Had a harness on.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Because dogs that have that in general, even larger dogs, later in life can develop problems with their larynx as a result. Collapsing trachea is another story. I mean, that's sometimes a genetic thing, and it happens more often in smaller dogs. But it can be anything or really nothing at all. I would videotape it and bring that videotape into your veterinary clinic or even email it to your vet.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Like me on Facebook. Yes, I do have a fan page. Who doesn't? Go to Facebook.com, then / Steve Dale Pet World, and you've got me. And boy, you've got me riled up. Dogs and wolves are not the same. Seems like common sense, right? But some marketers are saying, take care of your dog as if your dog were a wolf. That is ridiculous. I'll tell you why next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston, it said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
You need a plastic bag for the... I'm not going to say the word. After seeing these television commercials and seeing advertisements in magazines similar, I'm just tired of it. And I don't know how it became a thing. A thing where our domestic dogs are compared with wolves. And yes, there's a link, and I'll explain what that link really is in a moment. But dogs are decidedly not wolves. So when the commercials and the ads say, train your dogs, or some dog trainers even say, train your dog as if your dog was a wolf, or feed your dog as if your dog was a wolf, it's rubbish. I mean, it's absolute. So let me explain how our dogs came about. Our dogs did not come about from the gray wolf. That's the species that's in America, or the most common wolf species in America today. There are other wolf species all over the world, and sadly, different topic, they are all endangered or threatened. Here's how dogs came about. There was a relative of the gray wolf today, an ancestor of that species, same ancestor that our dogs came from, that has been extinct for thousands of years. So we don't even know. We can presume some things about the species. We know some things through archaeological history about these species, but there's much more we don't know. But we know that dogs came from that species, and here's how. Cro-Magnon men were kind of, they didn't recycle very well, and they left the garbage, their trash, right outside where they lived, not literally outside the hut, but outside the perimeter of their community. And wolves, or relatives of today's wolf, it's a species that's long gone, and that's important to understand, but what they did is they hung out, and hung out more and more, because it turns out rats like the trash that was there. Also, it was so there was food, but they would warn each other when a big predator came by, like a saber-tooth something that was around back then. And they'd warn one another, presumably like wolves do in packs today. Well, humans would hear that warning, and the Cro-Magnon men, which were humans, would do what they could then to get rid of that predator or run away, whatever they did. But they did have weaponry of sorts. If nothing else, they could throw sticks and stones, I suppose. But at that point, they had arrows, bows and arrows. So it was helpful to have these relatives of today's wolves around. Well, over time, bold individuals began to go inside the perimeter of that community. And we know this through archaeological evidence. In fact, I'm going to fast forward the clock here because the story is awfully long to tell on the radio. But eventually, Cro-Magnon men actually began to hunt with these relatives. They would sleep with these relatives of wolves even and help raise their young, which is incredible to think. They were buried with them. Even. So they slept with them, presumably because they didn't have space heaters back then. But there might have been another reason, too. Was there even back then, and these were not dogs yet, and they were still wild animals. They were tame because they were socialized to people, but they were still wild animals. Was there a bond? I mean, did they actually call these ancestors of today's dog? And by now we're talking that. By a name? I don't know. Nobody knows that. But they know they were buried together. So, yeah, there probably was a bond between them. So dogs developed along this line on their own. The wolf, the gray wolf, came in later. And what we now know is that the wolf genes, the gray wolf genes, the wolves that exist today, and by the way, some from coyote and some from jackal, that are in today's dogs came later. After dogs developed. So when we say feed the wolf, for example, in our dogs, here's a fact that dogs, in fact, have different abilities to process carbohydrates than wolves do. And in fact, their GI system is more closely aligned with ours than with gray wolves. Yes. That is true, and that is a fact. And we can see some of this stuff on imaging, like the brains. This is not opinion anymore. We can see imaging of this. Wolf brains are different, and they're bigger. I'm talking about the gray wolf and other wolf species that exist today. They problem solve pretty well on their own. Dogs, no surprise, if there's a problem, what do? They either give up pretty quickly, or they look to you. Dogs, as hunters, they're awful. So dogs, where there are feral dogs running around in third world countries, they rely on people still in one of two ways. They either go to the garbage dump of the community and they scavenge, or they rely on handouts from people. And dogs don't hunt very much. And when they do, they hunt individually, where wolves, of course, hunt in packs. I mean, there are so many other differences. And this whole thing about being alpha or dominant over the dogs, and there's got to be a dominant person in the house, and that's got to be a person, and not that. I don't even know what that all means. It's made up. where in wolf society, what we now know is scientists that study wolves, in fact, don't even use the term alpha anymore because they know it's simply a family group. And the oldest male that's in fairly good condition is the one in charge, if even in charge is the right way to put it. So scientists for years actually had that all wrong, and now they're saying, well, we had it all wrong. But there are some dog trainers that say what those scientists are now saying is wrong, and they're saying that's right, but it's not right. Do you follow any of that? At the end of the day, here's the truth. Dogs are not wolves. Seems to be common sense. But their needs are different. Their nutritional needs are different, and certainly the way in which we communicate with dogs is very different than the way in which we communicate with wolves, even wolves raised by people. Coming up next, we'll talk further about training, not necessarily comparing dogs and wolves, but the right way to train dogs, or at least one of those right ways. It's called clicker training, and we'll hear about what that is.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
He is the Executive Vice President, Chief Training Officer of Karen Pryor Clicker Training. Ken Ramirez, who's an old friend, is on the line. And Ken, you know, you couldn't put a leash and collar around a dolphin as she was training marine mammals for those shows that we see. And this is going back decades. So I thought I'd use a whistle. And it really worked. And the animals had choice, too, because if they didn't want to do it, there was no way to force the issue. So she thought about doing the same thing with dogs and using something a bit more novel called a clicker. Have I got it right? Have I explained essentially what that is right? And if so, kind of pick it up from there.
Sure. Well, thank you, Steve, for inviting me on the show. And yes, Karen Pryor is worked in the marine mammal field back in the 1960s. And at the time, they used whistles to communicate to the dolphins, job well done. And what she did is she started looking into the training of dogs. She said, well, how can we use this with dogs? And instead of using a whistle, she got the little toy clicker. And the clicker is just a noise. There's nothing magical about the clicker. It's just a sound that a dog can hear well. And it's a way for us to be able to mark behavior. It's a way of saying to the dog, good job, well done. And every time we use the clicker, it lets the dog know that they're going to receive some kind of positive reinforcement, a treat, a toy, play a game. And it's just a really good way to communicate and let your animal know that you're training when they've done something well, which really facilitates and speeds up the learning process.
One of the many things I like about it, there's no way to force the issue. So if the dog at the end of the day isn't complying for whatever reason, you haven't been communicating appropriately, whatever it is, there's no leash and collar here to force the dog to do whatever you're asking, keyword here, the dog to do.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that we really like about it. I mean, a lot of people want very compliant and obedient pets, but so often it's done through force. And our approach is to say, no, let's make training so much fun, so enjoyable, that the animal wants to participate, wants to help. And it's not just for dogs. We use it with cats. It can be used with horses. It can be used with animals in the zoological environment. It's a real, real good way to build communication with an animal and teach it how to do things you'd like it to do.
In fact, those animals that we see in television commercials or in movies, if it's not literally a clicker, it's the same philosophy, the same technique that's used. And zoo animals are now very compliant about, I need a paw out here so I could take blood from you. And it's all the same sort of thing.
Exactly. And it isn't required that you use a clicker. The clicker is just one way of telling an animal good job. Some people might use a word like good, others might use a whistle, others might use a way of touching the animal, but it's just about using the science of reinforcement and learning how to indicate to the animal when it's done something correct, and the clicker is just one mechanism for doing that.
So you have some very exciting news, a national training center. Tell me about it.
Well, I've been on board with Karen Pryor Clicker Training for several years now, and I'm in charge of the overall educational programming and mission and vision of the organization as Karen has now stepped back and starting to go into retirement. And one of the things I really wanted to do was to be able to find a place where people could come to get hands-on experience all at one time, you know, in 1 week long experience. And so I've set up a ranch in the Seattle Tacoma area where we will have dogs and cats and goats and mini donkeys, alpacas, and we have a number of different week-long educational opportunities that give people this professional training experience. I used to teach a graduate course at Western Illinois University on animal training, and we're taking that semester-long course and packaging it into a one-week experience where you get the theoretical learning in a classroom setting, but then every couple times every day get to go out and work with your own goat, your own, well, not your own, but the students will get assigned a goat or an alpaca or a donkey or a dog or a cat and get an opportunity to work with those animals and learn and see the practical training theory put into place. And that way they can really gain that experience. And we have a number of different experiences that we're offering at this new National Training Center.
I think it's brilliant. How can people learn more about it?
Well, the best way to learn about it is to go to our website, and that's clickertraining.com. And that's where you can find out about the academy, or you can click on the tab that says The Ranch, and it'll tell you about the various seminars and the various courses that we have, the dates, and how to register if you're interested. There'll be courses year-round. We start our first courses in September, and there'll be some kind of course happening almost every month year-round at The Ranch for every single level of learning, from the beginner to the very, very experienced trainer. It's a really exciting new endeavor that we're starting.
I love it. And you've got some of the best teachers out there, I know, and you being one of them. Ken Ramirez, thank you so very much.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you.
Next, I'm sure you wonder. Phone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Lines are open for you.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston. Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I can feel it. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS.
Jim in Iowa, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I've got a question for you. Looking to see what, if you've experienced or have any information as to, I've got a dog, a four-year-old golden doodle, who for as long as we can remember, after every time she eats her food, she burps.
You're sure that's the dog?
That's the dog.
Not your significant other?
No, trust me. I would blame it on all three girls and the wife, but it's the dog.
You have three daughters.
I do.
Not easy.
No.
I understand. Well,
and
not really.
Female dog.
I don't. You're surrounded by women, aren't you?
Yes.
Not so bad. You okay there, Jim?
So far.
All right.
Well, I ought to send you a lot more than what I'm about to send you, which is a Kong Wobbler. And what this is, it's a large Kong toy. It looks like it's on steroids. It's so large. And what you do is you put kibble inside. Here's why I'm going to send it to you. As the dog goes, bum, and bounces it a little bit, a piece or two falls out, but just a piece or two. And then your dog moves it again, and another piece or two, maybe three, falls out. And that's all. And again, that way your dog can't eat too fast.
And does, does that sit in the bowl?
No. What you do is you, it's a large plastic toy. It's in the shape of a, how would you describe it? Sort of a pyramid? Is that about right? And what you do is you it unscrews. You don't need screws to do it. You just twist it. Your girls can do this, actually. It'd be fun. And then you pour the kibble in. You measure the amount, and then you pour whatever amount you usually feed your dog in one end. Then you screw it back together, and you put it down for the dog. And you kind of have to show the dog first few times.
Right.
You know, by moving it a little, a piece or two will fall out. But your dog, I mean, they catch on quick, especially if they're hungry. And then your dog will move it around. And you know what? I love enrichment toys anyway. Most dogs love getting their food. And this is how I think all dogs should be fed anyway. For folks, not you necessarily, who have two or three of these type toys, what you do is actually you put them in different places around the house so your dog actually looks for them. It's a great way to feed dogs in general, you too. But you can fit all the dog's food easily into this, even if you had a monster Great Dane dog. I mean, it's large enough. And your dog just moves it around, gets a piece or two at a time, and cannot that way inhale the food.
So it is. It has to do with the speed with which it's being eaten, then?
I think. I mean, this will eliminate that probability. Now, if your dog is still belching after every meal, then it could mean, I mean, do you get, oh, geez, do you get on the other end of the dog something that?
No.
Okay. I'm glad you caught on to that. Thank you very much. So I don't know that digestion is a problem. I'm willing to bet that your dog is just eating too fast.
Because I've seen dogs, and I'm caring for a dog, my neighbor's dog this week, and that dog inhales it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you pour it in, and before you've actually completed the pouring in, it's gone.
It's amazing.
And that's not how our dog does it. In fact, our dog comes to her bowl when we're sit down for dinner. And eats when we do at a regular pace.
But still, it might be fast. You know, every individual is different. It might be fast for your dog or too fast for your dog. Listen, it's a free toy. Give it a try.
Fair enough.
And if it doesn't work, then what I'd do is I'd ask your veterinarian. Have you done that?
I think we have, actually.
And what has your vet said?
And what they told me is to raise the bowl up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea as well. Yeah.
But our neighbor tried that, and without still to no avail, though. So,
but your neighbor's dog isn't your dog.
Well, that's
so
true.
Yeah, so I would. That's another possibility as well. But, you know, give this a try.
Okay.
All right. Wait a week or two for us to get it to you.
Okay.
Hold on so we can get your address.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. There goes the guy that lives with a harem. Jeannie in Illinois, you're on the radio. Welcome.
My dog, Spike, he's a Boston Terrier. He is 6 years old, and we've never had him fixed. I'm just wondering, my vet never made a big deal, but then I hear that shorten his life by, you know, he could get cancers and things like that. So
the truth is that for male dogs, I'm not talking females, a completely different story. I mean, you do want to spay or neuter any dog, and I'll tell you why in a second. But for females, spaying, which is the terminology, they can't get ovarian cancer because you're eliminating that possibility quite literally. And that's important because that does occur somewhat frequently. The kinds of cancer for male dogs that you're eliminating the possibilities for really don't occur all that often. But here's what you're doing. You're doing the responsible thing, first of all, by neutering your pet, because you never know. If your dog gets out and meets a hot babe, and also your dog is more interested in getting out. And in addition to that, sometimes, depending on the individual dog, there can be more dog-on-dog aggression, particularly males with other males on the street. You know, so
it is definitely a good thing still. I mean, everything I'm just being honest with you. So I'm not saying it's going to change the world for your dog. Your dog's going to have a shortened lifespan. But it still is absolutely the right thing to do. And we do have an overpopulation issue in some places in America with dogs. So why wouldn't you spay him? I mean, neuter. I'm sorry. Why would you not neuter your dog?
Well, he has always had a great temperament and never been a problem. So that's why we haven't done that. So, but I can see your point where, you know, at some point, he may. So, and 6 years old, not too late?
No. And you know what? What kind of dog did you say?
He was a Boston Terrier.
Yeah. You know, Boston Terriers are prone to dental problems at about this age. So, if your dog has to go under for a teeth cleaning at some point, that would be a good time to do it.
Okay.
And this isn't major surgery, and your dog's not going to come out of the surgery saying, boy, I'm mad at her. You know, I mean, it's you know, we have these preconceived notions because we're people, but they're dogs. And because they're dogs, they don't think like we do. And I think they're, you know, some people think it's not fair to neuter males, and some males think they wouldn't do that for sort of macho reasons, but it is the right thing to do.
Okay.
Check it out. Go to YouTube and you can see one or two or 200 videos that we've done. Again, just type in my name in the search, Steve Dale, and videos on all sorts of topics. Everything from the dog flu. Yes, it's been going around. It really has been. What the symptoms are, what to do to prevent the dog flu, and there is a way to prevent it. It's called a vaccine. Or even, we had a frog in the studio, a couple frogs, and we talked frogs with a veterinarian who's an expert on frogs. I mean, all sorts of topics. Just check it out on my YouTube page. That's one way to find me. Another way to find me is to email your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. And I do have our email question of the week next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk with the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association. We get the best right here. You talk about Check Your Chip Day. What is that about? It's about microchips, which I endorse. All pets should be microchipped. But even if your pet is microchipped, you should check maybe once a year that chip. I'll explain why with Dr. Donlin next week. Also, a fascinating idea. So cats can get the herpes virus just like people can. When people can, we get a cold sore. And maybe we kind of feel yucky, maybe, for a day or two. With cats, they feel yucky. And they can sneeze and their eyes can run. And there are a bunch of symptoms that can last weeks, many weeks, or just days. It can happen a lot. It can be very chronic. I mean, some of these cats, it comes up, it goes away, it comes up again, and they're not feeling well for weeks at a time, and it goes away for a couple weeks, it comes back. Other cats, they're lucky. It's only maybe once every couple of years that it shows up. Well, we know that it is in part induced by stress. But what if we can lower the stress of these cats? And, you know, you've heard me talk about feel-away. That's a copy of a pheromone. You know, when cats rub their cheek pads against a chair leg or a table leg, they deposit a pheromone saying, I'm comfortable in my environment. It's a copy of that pheromone, and it really does tone down anxiety in cats. Can that even prevent symptoms with cats with herpes? Great idea, right? Dr. Mike Lappin will be here next week to tell us if it works or not, and what you can do about herpes in cats. Also, what state do you think has the most dogs? The least dogs. The state that has the most cats, or the least cats? We will tell you next. I know, it's information you need to know. And we will tell you next week on the show.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, about a year ago, I adopted a shelter cat. He's very loving and loves to be petted. However, sometimes his ears go back, he gets a mean look in his eyes, and then he bites. And then he's really friendly again. What's going on? Well, your cat's saying, I've had enough. Clearly, why are you pushing it? So here's what the deal is. Some cats love to be petted, and you can pet them for hours and hours and hours. And when you stop, the cat will say, no, I want even more. Other cats have a threshold. And once you reach that threshold, most of those cats will tell you, why aren't you listening to what your cat is saying? So cats will give us some signs. You mentioned some of them. Usually it's dilated eyes, and that's what you mean, I suspect, by the mean look in his eyes. The ears will go back. The whiskers can go up. The cat can even try to move, like, I want to get out of here, but you're holding me. I can't move. And why are you pushing it? So at that point in time, here's what I suggest. In fact, before it even gets to that point, stop. So pet your cat. That's good. Love your cat. But a bite shouldn't happen. And your cat is telling you, I am going to bite you because you are giving me no choice. I've had enough. So don't let it get to that point. Please. Please. Because there's no reason for that. You know, cat bites can get infected. When a cat bites a person, the human-animal bond can fracture. I don't want that to happen. Your cat probably loves you. You say it's a very loving cat. I am sure you love your cat. What you want to do is build tolerance for petting, but it sounds like this cat has that. So some cats will only tolerate a minute or two. And for those cats, what you do is you pet them for 30 seconds, and then your cat says, I want more. Let your cat be in control. There's no need for you to be. And beside, cats love that. They feel more comfortable that way. Cats are, after all, control freaks. I hope I've answered your question. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, 'tis the season for ticks, especially tick disease in dogs. So in people, tick disease happens most frequently in the summer, about right now. In dogs, in the fall. Now, in dogs, it happens throughout the year. In people, it happens throughout the year. But the times of year it happens most often, I just said. So perk up those ears. Dr. Byron Blackburn, a veterinary parasitologist, will be here to talk about his favorite topic, tick disease. Hey,
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Distinguished Professor, Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Byron Blackburn, I want to talk with you about ticks and tick disease. And I think there's some good news. One part of this is we can do better at identifying tick disease in dogs, in some ways treating tick disease in dogs, and preventing it in the first place so it doesn't happen. And I want to talk about all three components. First of all, maybe identifying. So testing is available. Unlike the human world, it's not controversial, and it tells veterinarians a lot, I believe. Am I right?
You're exactly right. The veterinarian offers either through primary care that's in their hospital, or they can send them to laboratories that they're affiliated with to test for all the major tick-borne diseases. And it's important that we seek testing in any animal that presents with signs of illness that are all very similar for tick-borne diseases. That's fever, the sort of I don't feel good sort of look and behavior, anemia, aching joints. Many of the tick-borne diseases present with that same sort of family of signs, and to sort them out and determine which is caused by what, it's necessary to see your veterinarian for proper testing.
Yeah, so one test is the SNAP40X Plus by one of those diagnostic labs that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage of testing is that, okay, so let's say the dog is not feeling well because the dog, in fact, does have a tick disease, and the dog is limping just a little bit periodically. The dog is running a slight fever, but it happens some days and not the other days. But how would you know? We don't take our dog's temperatures. And the dog is just feeling, for lack of a better word, it's not so scientific, but it's right, yucky. I mean, dogs don't call in sick to work. So without that testing, I'm not sure we would know.
That's right. And, you know, the benefit of the specific test that you mentioned, and others can do it too, is that not only do you screen for the potential for tick-transmitted diseases, but many of them also test for heartworm. So they're what we call Mullianlite tests. So the testing markets have really expanded, become much more accurate, much more competitive. And I think that as a resource, testing is much, much better than it was two decades ago. Now the veterinarian has so many tools at his disposal, you know.
Dogs can be reinfected, so we do want to test. But we also, of course, want to prevent. So what do people do regarding prevention?
Well, there certainly are vaccines for Lyme disease, and I'm a strong supporter of using available vaccines in areas where Lyme is at risk. And certainly tick prevention, using products that prevent ticks from attaching and biting, and there's a whole host of products that are available for that. Regular use of many of them are broad spectrum and not only affect ticks, but mosquitoes and fleas and other biting flies and lice and mites. So there's absolutely no excuse for providing your pet with the protection that it deserves because we have available products. There's absolutely no reason for any dog to suffer from tick-borne disease because we have effective diagnostics and treatment. We know what we can use in most cases. Getting to them early is more successful. So see your veterinarian. All of those resources are available.
So that's another reason yet why testing is important. So one reason is because they can be infected multiple times, but also the earlier we treat, like a lot of things, the better, as you mentioned. So what is treatment typically? And it's a broad question because there are so many, unfortunately, so many tick diseases. And that's another thing, too, that dogs can be co-infected with more than one pathogen. So they can have Lyme at the same time they can have ehrlichiosis. So then the treatment becomes, I suspect, a little more complex. But knowing that is very important.
That's exactly right. And as I've said so many times, Steve, you're well-educated and well-trained on these diseases. Everything you say is spot on. It's just a matter of administration of antibiotics. We call them antibiotics. In either individual treatments or in combinations, depending on what is diagnosed and what's present. But again, all are treatable. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, for example, is a very acute disease. Animals can die from it very quickly, as humans can. So it's important when pets appear with clinical signs suggestive, and I'm talking about fever and that I don't feel well, that you get them on treatment right away. All are fully treatable, easily treatable, with just a pill or two a day for sometimes 2 to 4 weeks, and sometimes more than one drug, just depending on what the disease agent is.
All right, well put. See your veterinarian for your pet. About us, I'm not sure that we can enjoy the protection our dogs have, which is interesting in of itself. Dr. Byron Blackburn, thank you so much.
Thanks. Good to talk to you again, Steve.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalk Radio.